Oh, baby, there you are. Welcome back to the Funked Up Podcast. I am AJ Lubecker, and I am feeling just fucking magical right now. I am drinking a coffee at the same time as I'm drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper, and my heart is beating through my chest. Welcome back. We're back. I haven't done one of these in months, and I'm getting back on the horse, if you will. I am riding that horse appropriately. I'm riding it appropriately how you're supposed to ride horses. The podcast is back. It's a little different now. Completely new format. Still hopefully equally as weird, but we'll get there, you know. This is the first episode. It features Abby Sanchez, Matt Chiaramonte, and Adam Crotius. They act as a panel, and it was a great time. I'm glad that it worked out. There's some videos from this podcast on my YouTube channel, which I don't really know how to guide you towards that, but you can search AJ Lubecker on you, probably even just searching AJ, you'll find it. And that's pretty much it. Show's still happening at the Laugh Factory every Friday night, so you can get tickets for that at www.funkedupfriday.com. And shit, that's pretty much it, I guess. Follow me on Twitter and shit. That'd be nice. Tweet me if you like this. I am deeply happy that you are listening. Stay soulful, baby. Peace. Sanchez, Adam Crotius, and Matt Chiaramonte are getting funked up!
That's right.
What's that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got very scared.
How you guys feeling tonight?
I'm good.
Wait, actually, let's do like a... Alright, I'm going to explain what's happening. I don't know what's happening. This is the first time this is happening.
Okay.
So
we're the inaugural show?
Yeah.
All right, man. Yes. I feel special.
Or they should.
Pop in the cherry, so to speak, man. So.
So they can fix everything and then do the real first
thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is we're in a rebuilding stage of the show.
Yeah, this is going to be pitch.
Are those is that Josephine Baker? Is that Josephine Baker?
No idea.
Because those lights were distracting. There's a poster over here.
Here, so three rounds, okay? We're going to do three rounds tonight.
Okay.
It's going to be a battle of the senses.
Nice. Senses.
Senses.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys also have active senses?
Yes.
My sense of hearing, I tell you, if hearing's one of them, gonna be a problem.
Uh-oh.
Gonna be a... No, I mean, I have them, but it's just, it's age. I don't hear as well as I used to.
How old are you? Because you keep saying that.
47.
Oh, shit, you are.
Okay.
I keep it tight, though.
Great.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought you were closer to me. I'm 39.
I was born in
69. I will never go my age.
That's 68 years old.
Battle of the... So let's actually go around, introduce yourself, and then give a description on why you think your senses are the strongest of the group.
Okay.
Matt, you want to start it off?
Sure. My name is Matt Chiaramonte, and I think my senses are the strongest. Well, I have 20/20 vision, and I'm looking at both of my competitors with glasses on.
Yep.
But
which I think is cheating, and
no.
I think they should have to take them off if we're doing a battle of the senses.
Okay. There will be a sight.
Good.
Portion.
And will they have to take their glasses off?
That'll be decided later.
Okay, because if not, then I want like some kind of like.
That
bonus.
Hasn't been anticipated.
Yeah.
some bullshit. Maybe.
Adam?
For me, well, my sense of humor, I think, is the reason why I'm there. We go. I tell you what, my sense of touch is
okay.
You know, I stand
Adam's
behind
my
sense
leg.
Of touch.
Yeah, yeah. He's mine too. So
talk to my ladies,
I say
okay?
Everybody's.
Yeah.
He has a very long arm.
Touch.
My name's Abby Sanchez, and my senses are way better because I'm higher than everybody else in here. Right. So, like, I'm just at an elevated mind state.
That's true.
And I'm just heightened right now. I'm paranoid, so I'm on edge. Yeah.
You handle it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I'm going to dominate this shit. As long as, like, speed isn't required.
No, yeah. I don't think that'll also
speed
be.
Speed or memory, if any of those things are involved, then fuck.
That'll be decided later on as well. Yeah. But.
Hey, who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh,
leader.
I am AJ Lubecker. I will be doing this. I will be the ringleader of this podcast.
The sure. Chuck Woolery.
The yeah, the
Alex Trebek.
Yeah. I don't know about a Trebek.
No.
Yeah, it's not that highbrow.
Not yeah.
You're, more
yeah.
Like a, you're like a Richard Karn, I think. Nope.
Karn. Yeah, no, I don't think not that either.
Okay.
But let's dive into it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this first is hearing.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Hearing is
seems
first.
There.
There's, I think there's some, you guys cannot look at the screen. It's,
oh, okay.
Okay.
I can't see it.
That's, I can't see it right now.
It's very much a part of it.
Okay.
So what's going to happen in this one, there will be a famous movie scene, right?
Right.
Played in reverse, okay?
Okay.
And
well,
then you'll need to guess
what the movie is?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Here's
are we all going at the same time?
Or? No, what's the, like, do we have
we'll go Abby, Adam, Matt.
Oh,
so
we
each get a yes.
You put in votes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll, and then we'll rotate each round.
I like it.
Okay.
You got to stick to your answers, though, you chumps, in case
yeah,
I get
exactly.
it right.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be like, oh, I had that, too, so I get a point.
Okay, you're right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
So
yeah.
we'll, there's going to be three clips, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I trust you.
Here we go. Clip number one.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
This is like satanic. This is Led Zeppelin going on right now, man. We gotta. I have no
idea.
And you said this is a famous movie?
Yeah, very famous. Quotable. You know, moment in the film.
Goodfellas.
All right.
Do I go next?
So, Adam, we'll go around, yeah.
You know, I'm going to guess it's the Quint speech in Jaws. That's my...
Okay.
I think I was on the... I'm thinking it's Taxi Driver. I think it's you talking to me.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's...
All right.
That's a good guess.
No, that is a good guess.
Let's
that's
do
smart.
The reveal. The reveal.
The reveal. Wait, is the answer
the reveal? The drum roll.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah.
You know you got that? Because the background
you
noise.
You talking to me?
The kind of whistling background noise.
Yeah.
I
that's
you
what
got
you
that.
Said.
Not a bad choice. Yeah. You heard De Niro,
yeah.
though?
Huh?
Did
yeah.
you hear De Niro? Yeah.
You talking to me?
Good
he's
for
got,
you,
he's got
man.
A tone.
I'm the only one here.
But I get the points.
Yeah, you get the...
of course you do.
Good.
That's...
Wait, he's got hearing aids in. That doesn't count. That's
yeah.
This is
trying to keep it fair.
I wanted it to be the Quint speech from Jaws, because that's like... the best acting ever, I think, at that moment. But
even backwards.
Even exactly.
And maybe you can't see it, so acting.
Exactly.
Really takes hold.
Right.
Matt's like, am I going
yeah,
to
the
board? There's a board.
Yeah, that how I noticed De Niro and like kind of his, it was soft spoken, and I was like trying to think of like a famous thing. But now that you mention it, yeah, the background noise.
That's really
you
what,
can.
Yeah.
That's where
you can
you
tell Matt works with kids because you want something on the
yeah,
board.
Yeah, surprise! I want to be immediately rewarded for my.
It's my favorite
all
movie
right.
of all time, by the way. Texas.
That's a great one.
That's amazing.
I know.
New,
I know
new,
backwards
new film.
Okay.
Okay.
Young
Laughlin.
Missy. Yeah.
Serious, you have to say.
Hurley.
Alright, so Adam, first.
Man, will you put me on the spot right now? I heard a hints of a British accent in there.
But it's backwards.
And it's obviously a dialogue going between a female and a male character. Okay, I deduced that.
Good, yeah, that's a good.
I got it.
And
I think I got it too.
I mean, I literally have no idea. I do not know.
He takes a pass.
I have to. Yeah. I don't know what I mean.
I didn't know it till the end, those last three lines, and that means, and I think that was Ben Stein reversing Bueller. I think that was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Whoa!
Really?
Hobby?
I was going Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to way the fuck up. The pancake scene where she's in the bed with him.
Oh, blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she has a... I don't know. I heard that in there.
You guys are smart, you know?
Here we go. The reveal.
Bueller.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
I should have been. I watch all my movies backwards.
You should be leading off, man.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from his guy
That's so funny. So the key is just to listen to the end.
Which is the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, it's even more. God, man, you
guys got to study.
I was worried. I was very worried on that one that I missed the beginning.
The Bueller?
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was the only chance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I had no idea until that.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Hurley.
So he's saying Bueller.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, because he's real leap.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. You guys are with it.
Killing it.
Killing his game.
That's pretty good.
This is not so much strong senses, by the way.
Yeah.
Matt's got
Matt Chiaramonte.
He's got two.
Killing his game.
Strike it up.
What do you think? What do you do a point? You think I should do a point system? What do you think?
A point per?
Yeah.
Well, maybe a weighted average? Or minutes or something like that?
That is not a strong one.
I mean, we still have one round to
go. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no, there's
it was
multiple.
Best of three.
Okay.
Oh,
there's
okay.
multiple.
So we just,
yeah.
are we doing that?
Oh, best of three.
New game.
We're not
new
doing
game.
The third
new
one.
Game.
Okay.
All right.
Now I wanted to know if I would have got
So he wanted
you.
Game.
Oh, right. You wanted definitely.
I wanted
to oh, you
definitely. All right, fine.
Okay. Hey, man, you got two. Shoot,
right.
man. I didn't. I like the Pulp Fiction guys.
Yeah,
that was pretty strong.
Was solid. I should just
I
guess
was,
next
I heard a little accent.
It's like the, I thought it was a British thing going on there. That's right, you know.
But I was trying
what's
to think.
What's her name? Who's talking?
Oh, she's, I think she's French.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also in Henry in June.
Okay.
About Henry Miller. Came out in 1990. You know?
I don't think any of these people
in
here.
Nobody
in here
came
out.
Like,
the year.
Listen, I had such a little access to porn when I was here. That movie was literally like pornography to me. Because it was like they had like live sex scenes going on.
Oh,
Kevin
yeah.
Spacey was in it. And Uma Thurman.
Oh, nice.
You know, Fred Ward played Henry Miller. So, same actress.
What is this next round?
It's a history
well,
lesson.
What is
so
show?
Next round is Sight.
Sight, this is my round.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll see.
Well, you guys are, maybe it's not my
so,
round. Maybe
we'll,
I've just been lying to myself
we'll,
and I just haven't got my vision right, checked in 20
terrible
years.
Eyes.
So, this is name those famous hands.
Okay.
Name those famous hands.
So, there's a hand on my screen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll show it to Matt first.
Okay.
You can kind of describe the hand. Try and then put your guess on.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a hand on Matt's.
Here's the
right
hand.
Here, so.
Yes. The hand.
All right. It's a hand, kind of hanging maybe over like a car door or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white hand. It's a Caucasian hand. Looks a little. I can't tell if it's a man or a woman's hand. There's a ring on the finger, but it's kind of like a big ring.
Mm-hmm.
We're all gonna get to look at the.
Yeah. But then the background is yellow. Whose hand is that? I have no idea. So I'm just going to guess that hand belongs to John Hamm.
John
Hamm.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
he says John Hamm.
Okay.
You can
like
critique his guess.
I want to critique the description of it.
Look at this.
Yeah, he was pretty spot on. I don't feel like there's a car there, though.
I don't know. What do you think that yellow thing is?
Like the edge of a sofa or something.
Okay.
And I'm trying to guess by the background. So like a
do you think it's
yellow.
A man or a woman?
It's a man. Yeah.
Man
it's got, yeah. It's not painted nails, and it's like, they're short.
You don't have to paint your nails, ladies. You don't want to.
Shit. I'm going to go with, I think John Hamm is right, though. Like, so
no,
he'll get the
you
point.
Think so?
I think so. I think
you
he's
can,
like the
you
man.
You can double down.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you can double down.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah.
Here, take a look
sure.
at this
tally. I'll take a peek.
Is that your guess? All
right. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, that's a very good, yeah, and you're right, that's actually a sofa, or it might even be from the opening credits,
I think,
when he's falling down,
yeah.
He's got a ring, so he's married, it's a man,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess John Hamm, too, that's actually a good guess.
All right.
Yeah. Or a good, yeah.
Well, here's the reveal.
Uh-oh. I've been influenced. We're looking at her right now.
Oh. Ellen!
Said there's a man's hand.
Well, that was too bad.
There's short nails, no yeah. nail polish.
That's Ellen.
They had kind of like a certain mask.
This is revealing a lot about my views towards women.
That is a man's hand.
I was about to say, like, no, there's definitely a man's hand.
But it wasn't a car. She was leaning up again. So I feel like we should get a quarter point for
that. Yeah.
This is hand number two.
Okay.
All right. It's a hand in a suit. Pretty gaudy. What's that thing called? Cufflink. Kind of just reaching out, ready to strangle somebody. It's a white man's hand, I'm guessing. I don't know, it could be Barack Obama now based on another picture.
It's Roseanne Barr.
Yeah. I kind of want to go with Donald Trump on this one.
It might be a small hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell in this angle.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's got
five
whoever
fingers.
Whoever is making a point, they're grabbing
something. I'm making a point.
Tough, yeah. It's.
I'll show you.
It's a grabbing action. Maybe that's part of the hint.
Can I take a look? Oh, you're good. Oh,
yeah,
go. Take your guess. Take your guess.
I've seen it. I can process it from what I have.
Have you seen this hand before either?
You know, I think I have,
yeah.
But I can't.
Let me take a look.
I hate to be influenced because I was influenced before John Hamm. But I think it looks gnarled.
It
looks like Trump
it
making
like
a
Trump.
Point. It looks like Trump making a point. But, you know, I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to guess Trump, too.
Okay.
Do you think the placements of the fingers is
yeah.
helping you
I
guess
I think he's, like,
it?
Playing piano. I think it's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Art.
I guess.
So, Trump.
Billy
Joel.
Joel.
Oh, it's going to be a piano player. Interesting. I see the reveal.
Here's the reveal.
Yeah.
We'll spin it around.
Maybe someone playing piano. Cufflinks, maybe it's Liberace.
Liberace.
Trump.
Grabbing motion. I just knew about the cufflink.
Yeah.
Cufflink was a little gaudy.
Look at how angry he is. Well,
it's like
our country.
1-1. You're not a big sight guy.
I guess
Mr.
not.
2020.
Yeah.
No. All right.
I thought it was like an eye.
Yeah, I know.
I
could read something across the room.
All right. Here's number three.
It could be more observation. I like the production here.
Adam is first.
Adam, what do you see?
Ooh, okay. It's one of those, like, a little mural, what do they call it? A little
monkey thing?
Monkey
yeah.
Monkey thing. An African-American person's hand. Wow.
I can't think of a black person that would touch that thing.
What is this?
I wouldn't touch that thing.
What is this a person
it looks
who
like
works.
A small monkey.
Yeah, is it a lemur? Is that what it's called?
It's not a lemur, but it's
not
a lemur. It's like something else. It's like a little squirrel monkey looking thing.
But it's also like a working man's hand.
It's a big hand, right?
He's got ashing knuckles. You know, he's got dirty fingernails. He does work.
Yeah.
This guy does work. He works with animals. Hence, he's holding the animal.
What's your guess?
Michael Jordan.
Good guess.
There's MJ.
Can I take a look?
Yeah.
Spin around.
MJ. It is not Michael Jordan, by the way. I guarantee you that for sure.
Really I'm trying to figure out how big those animals are to kind of gauge how big
yeah,
can you imagine that's like a monkey, like a chimp size?
Yeah.
This guy's just dwarfing it.
It might be.
No.
That hand is beat up. It's the knuckles are worn down. This guy's, you're right, he's done some work.
Yeah.
I feel like Michael would take better care of his hands than this.
I do.
I think it's the working man's Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh, there we go.
MJ and Shaq.
Shaquille, no,
probably not an athlete.
Yeah, just so we don't look bad. Can you?
I'm going to go with.
Is there a bias with that?
50 Cent.
Okay.
Rapper.
There we go. Here's the reveal.
Rapper.
The reveal.
Lamar Lover. Reamer.
I bet you it is. I bet you it's Shaq. Because those are gigantic.
Yes! There it is. Yeah.
Because he, hands are gigantic.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the tiny little monkey.
Well, no, those things get pretty big, though. I mean, they're actually relatively large. Like 6, 8, 10 inches, they get pretty large.
Yeah.
You know? Wow, good guess.
What are you talking about, Shaq?
Shaq or the monkey?
No, the monkey, exactly. It's pretty
so did Matt win this one, too?
It's actually 1-1-1.
So we each get a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you get right? Oh, you both
got
Trump.
I got Trump.
You both got Trump. Yeah,
we got Trump.
I'm in this.
I didn't get.
Yeah.
Good guess. It was Shaq. Yeah, Shaq's gotta get.
I gotta shut you out.
A better manicure there, man. He's got a little dirt under the fingernails.
You said it was a working man's hand.
Yeah.
Carpenter.
His hands are just absolutely filthy.
Yeah, I mean, his knuckles are like he's walking, you know, on his all fours or something, you know.
Because that's definitely a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't get why he didn't.
Right. Maybe he didn't know he'd be holding a monkey or something. But that wooden finger that has a nail on it, it's kind of weird to me. It's just like the middle finger. It's the only one that has a nail.
Well, they're trying to get the point across how big his hand is.
But they're like, they were shooting this, no one's going to zoom in on his hand and like play a game about it.
No, well, he is in the foreground. His hand is in the foreground.
Now you kind of have to expect those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In today's
world. So I was going to make a meme of my foot.
Those things are, I think those things literally are foot. They're big. So he's got gigantic hands. That's the point. What ad is that for?
What's he selling?
Yeah. Glove isotoners, you know? What was
Icy
he?
Hot.
Where did you find that picture? What did you Google to find that picture?
My dreams. And then it just came out.
It was just already the backdrop.
Yeah,
on his
it's actually, yeah. I just exited out
my
of the video.
My two favorite things.
Picture, yeah.
My two favorite things. Hands and Shaq's face.
Yeah, most Googled things.
Lemur. I thought I got to learn something. Aren't they in Madagascar? There's a lot of them in Madagascar,
mm-hmm.
I think. You know?
They were in that movie.
And Madagascar are Europe's most wanted. I don't know if that's the name.
All right. Madagascar. Round number three.
Okay.
What's this?
What's this
is just what I'm feeling like.
What sense is that?
This is sense... Just
of
like,
wonderment?
Yeah, of wonderment and sense of just knowing yourself and your opponents.
Sure.
Okay.
That's a new sense that I just added.
Wow.
So this round, we're going to do Yo Mama.
Okay.
Straight Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I know any.
Right in my wheelhouse.
This is fair. Adam has a whole hour of your mind.
So you can... You can do classics.
Let me go to my phone. I got something written down already.
You can do new wave. You can read them. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Okay.
You get three shots, though. You go 1, 2, 3.
To burn someone?
To burn, just three burns in a row.
Okay.
Everyone on the cast.
All right.
Okay.
I do these jokes. I do a fake black accent. It's really racist. I really shouldn't do this. I should be not in this.
You can do your mother's.
What's like, Yo Mama? That's what that's literally the voice I get, which is so bad.
So, no, I literally do have your mama jokes written.
Oh, you really? I really don't think I know any.
Like I was,
right here. Starts with you, man.
All
right.
It starts with me.
All right.
So we were just roasting anybody?
Yeah, anybody. You just, I'd say like go just through the room, just, you know.
No, I literally have. Okay, like AJ.
Yeah.
Your mom is like a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
For $1.50, I could share it with three of my friends.
There we go.
Boom. Matt. I saw your mom walking into a sperm bank. I asked her what she do, and she said, making a deposit. Boom.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Adam. Your mom's only gotten pregnant off pre-cum babies.
came with your mama jokes.
I had them in my phone. I didn't know anything about this, but I just...
I do respect that you just have...
But write shit down.
My mother's actually dead. That's actually the truth, so... How's that for a comedy That's show? That's true.
I hate when I have it. I said a your mama joke to somebody whose mom was dead, and like they told me that. I was more mad. Like, I wasted a good your mama joke. Yeah. I'm like this dead guy's mom. Like.
Yeah, it's just
your mom is so dead.
Didn't mean the disrespect. It was under.
Yeah, but like, you still take that insult, you know? Like, don't make it worse.
It's all good. Man. It's all good.
Oh, am I up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have any, so I'm just gonna see what happens. AJ, your mama, am I saying that right? Is so fat that when she stepped on a scale, it said, "Ow! You didn't hit the key or anything."
There we go.
Do you have a...
All right, Abby.
Yes.
Yo mama.
Uh-huh. It's a lovely lady.
It's a lovely lady. So lovely, in fact, that when I was having sex with her, she was like, wow, cool dick.
Not familiar with Rudy Ray Moore. Okay? Yeah. Not to...
It's more just the story, I guess.
Hashtag cool
and
dick.
Adam, yo mama is so fat that she's not actually dead. She's just in a food coma.
That was good. You know,
I think you've got to give it to Abby.
For me, I don't know. I like his.
Isn't it? Oh, is it like a? What about Adam?
I thought his.
This
was,
is your
thing. He stepped out.
What did you mean?
He's got to be a mama.
Your mamas are all so fat they couldn't find shade in the shadow of the Empire State Building. That's how fat your mamas are.
No,
it's
probably gonna be. I think it's a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That was for all. It was a blanket statement.
No, yeah,
thank you. You only think of one.
Yeah, and all three of them still wouldn't fit in. Yeah.
Right, just big,
yeah,
fat.
That's...
And three Empire State Buildings.
So. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What happened?
I don't know what's happening. What's the rule? Did I win?
Yes.
I'm thinking two in the just out of respect to being locked and loaded.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like I cheated.
I might do that on stage.
I think I like that voice too.
You know, that might help.
Yeah.
That might get me booked for... Curtis, get in here!
I got a black voice. I'm trying to use. I got a new character I'm trying to work out.
Yeah, it's called Forced Black Voice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Abby and Matt, you guys are tied.
Okay, how do we...
Oh, shit. Fight to the death?
Yeah.
How come I only got 1 point in that first round? Even though I got two.
You won the round.
Oh,
you
see.
Won the round.
Oh, if
you
yeah.
Two out
round,
of three.
You
one
round,
point, but if
point.
We all tie, we all
get
tied.
Oh,
yeah.
I got up on
we should all get
you know, you know, I asked if there should be a points, a scale.
Yeah.
Everyone said, no, nope, one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
That's fair. You did ask.
So, for this final, this tiebreaker before the champion is crowned, we're gonna play a game called "When Did We Become Facebook Friends?"
Ooh, good one.
Jesus.
Oh, like the year?
The month. I think it gives
month
the month.
It gives the month and the year. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
When did me?
Yeah,
me
like,
become with
oh
you,
with me?
Oh, with
yeah.
him? Oh shit.
Because can I make it? That's fine. Okay.
Are we Facebook friends?
That's a very key
if today.
Never,
if it's today, if it's
never.
October 26th,
October 24th.
Yeah, check to see because he might just win.
Well, no, it's the tiebreakers.
Oh, it's just between us. Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh, drum roll. I'm out of this one, too.
You can take it.
Your mama don't know how to work Facebook.
You get extra points every time you test the new one.
I'm going to say June 2014.
This one is... All right, we'll go to you. We'll go to you.
All right. I'm going to guess... I'm trying to picture you. I'm going to say December 2015. Or no, 2013.
Wow.
Is that right?
Ooh.
Yeah, December 2013.
So almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So I'll look at...
You said December 2013?
December 2013.
Why is it... So... What, you got this blocked out, man, or something?
What? Oh, yeah, I blocked you. January 2014.
When did they unfriend you? That's actually...
Go to... Click on right there.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's just a picture.
And see friendship.
And then go... You got to go all the way down to the bottom.
Oh, it's just taking up a time. Some time to load.
You know?
Yeah.
See, when I type in Abby...
Yeah.
Right up. March 2012.
Oh, 2012.
So, yeah.
That's
That's longer.
You guys are
close.
Long term.
Yeah, have no idea.
When you type in mine, that doesn't happen?
It doesn't happen. Which, I mean, you got to just assume.
So Abby was by default.
So, wait.
Yeah,
wait, why don't we try to get, Abby and I try to guess when, who can be closer on when we became Facebook.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do that since that didn't. It?
But how would you be able to how would you be able to check that?
On do you have your phone?
Does it say on your phone?
I don't think so. I think you need to be on that.
Right, how does Facebook work? What's
this
Facebook?
That was a tiebreaker.
Okay, well I'm sorry that I don't know when
you
we became friends.
Blocked.
Yeah, I just feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah.
We're closest friends and I care deeply about you.
Why did you block him?
I didn't block him. I don't know.
You locked me from knowing how long though.
Yeah.
Did you?
Wow.
I don't even know how I would do that.
I really undersold that. I feel like I've known you for a while, but I don't know if you became Facebook.
So you guessed
friends.
What, 2014? You're off by 2 years.
Yeah.
I bet I was closer.
No, yeah, because you said
December 2013.
Yeah. Which that would have been more.
You
probably.
Mean, you probably became friends with Abby around the same time.
Yeah,
the competitiveness.
I know.
He
really wants
to
win.
It's revealing. That's the reveal.
I never fucking knew this.
All right.
I'm not going to be
Facebook
friends
with
him.
Finding.
Well, I guess it's just going to be a dual championship.
Who has the most?
Champion.
Who has the most? Good
play.
You
shook on it. Yeah.
Happy to
do
it,
everybody. But it's... We say the champions in alphabetic order, right? So it's obvious.
Yeah.
Isn't
that? that would be true.
That's fair.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Thanks for having
us.
Thanks
for having us. This is great. Thanks for the beer.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to hear this one?
Oh, yeah. It might make it. No, I'll chop it up.
Yeah. Oh, tight.
I'll just cut
this
you
part,
out
this part's
of it.
Gone.
All that banter is gone.
Yeah.
No, this is great, man. Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Good
luck
with
your show.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Woo!